Welcome to the We Are Here podcast, a podcast all about entrepreneurship on the South Coast, collecting stories and lessons from entrepreneurs and community leaders to learn firsthand how they've built their business or organization so we can build our own. The South Coast is a small place, and we're letting the business world know that we are here. Show your support by liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/thewearehere podcast and join the newsletter for all of our latest announcements and upcoming episodes at southcoast.fm/subscribe. That's southcoast.fm/subscribe. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the We Are Here podcast live stream. We've been doing these live streams these last few weeks to just talk about the recent impact of everything that's happening in the South Coast business community, of course, with this COVID-19, the lockdowns, the closure of businesses, and well, not all of that fun stuff, that unfortunate stuff that's happening, and just helping people out, telling their stories, sharing some of their advice on how they're coping with all of this. And today, I have Kayla and Gigi from The Bar. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Hello.
It's The Bar, right? When I first came across you both, I said The Bar A. Like, I thought there was some emphasis there, but there's not, right?
But yeah.
What exactly is your specialty? What is this practice? I don't know it. From the outside, it looks like a combo of dance and yoga. Do I have that semi-correct?
That's sort of along the lines of where it stems from. So the whole workout, the whole exercise is based off of ballet position. So it is very dance inspired in that way. It's definitely not dancing by any means. We do have like a fun, the exercises are to like fun, upbeat music. Where we sort of weave in the yoga piece is a lot with the stretching, lengthening the muscles. So the whole concept behind it is you get set up in dance-inspired positions, and then you work in those positions in these very small isometric movements. So you're getting the muscle to the point of fatigue. So you often hear, like, we have our little logo, set, shake, stretch. So we get you set up. You try to get that muscle to the point of fatigue, get it shaking. And then what happens after that is that's that muscle fatiguing. So what's going to happen is it's going to build stronger. So we pair that with a very focused stretch on the specific muscle that we just worked, so that as you're building stronger muscle, you're also building leaner, longer muscle. And then we try to make it fun, so and make sense of it. So we navigate through each piece of the body. So you're toning, tightening, lengthening, getting that dancer body, if you will.
Help me understand the business model pre-COVID-19. Okay, so in studio sessions, people are coming in, and it's sort of like, you know, you go, you pay, you show up, you take the classes, you interact with you both as instructors. And then was there always an online component to this, or did you just recently launch this effort just to, you know, combat the, you know, closure of business?
So I think one of the things that we set off to do from like the very beginning is to create a community. So that was really important to us from the get-go, is to create a really welcoming place where people felt like it was theirs. So we really encourage people to get membership so that this would be their thing. And it really kind of grew beyond what we could have ever hoped that it would be. It became people's, and including our, mm-hmm. happy place. So that's been something really beautiful. And you know, people, they on average, our clients are coming 10 or more times a month. So it's not something that they're just like dipping in and out of. It's something that they're including into their lives and that they really need. And that's why it became really scary when COVID came about, because like we, as well as our clients, really needed to have this as a part of our daily practice to feel normal. Yeah. As silly as that sounds, but like you really come to like need it in your life to let go of that stress, to have that 1 hour of me time. So, you know, as everything was unfolding, we really like daily were having like hour long conversations about how could we continue to provide that support for ourselves, for our clients, for our family, community, instructors, how do we keep that close knit together? So we tried to pivot really, really quickly to bring, that online, which, you know, none of us are super techie people. I knew nothing about video, but you just had to make it happen. Like, we love our clients so much and they're our family. So we just moved at lightning speed to get it online for them. And we started off with pre-recorded videos. And then this week we started doing live stream, and that has like really kind of changed the feeling too, of like, you feel like you're there, and I feel like help bring the community even closer together. And then even beyond that, we've tried to be like a lot more present on social media and offer like a additional challenges to like really keep that studio spirit alive throughout this time.
Is the platform that you're pivoting to for just the membership stuff, was that already available to you through your, you know, other sort of business software? Did you have to like kind of scramble to say, how am I going to get this, you know, online and get people to sort of pay us for this? And is that a thing now? Like, do you have you seen anybody new say, well, I'm home now, I've always wanted to try this, I've just never done it, but now that I'm stuck home, maybe I will join and become a member for just like the online component. Is that even a thing yet?
We've had definitely some people reach out who want to, because they are home, want to continue or want to start their journey with us. And the online is completely, completely new to us right now. So it's just been trying to figure out how to continue to make that valuable and relevant, you know, in this time. Like, I think the biggest thing is just because people still want to work out. Like, they still need that. So regardless of whether they can come into the studio or need to do it at home, like, people need this distraction, this me time for on their personal health journey. So whatever we can continue to do to make that happen for them is something that we're all appreciative of.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're sort of grateful too that like this has launched us into really navigating the online piece of it, because we think that can totally be a really beautiful addition. And I think right now our main focus, like she said, is really making sure that we're maintaining and holding on to this community and creating support to our current clients. And of course, we would love to see that branch out into bringing new people on that have been intimidated to come in the studio and want to try it out at home.
I know it's hard to look for silver linings in this stuff, especially since things are still so much uncertainty, right? Which is, you know, I think really part of this, of course, for the virus, but we still don't know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. But, you know, it's these uncertain times where there is typically, historically, maybe, where some new opportunities uncovered, right? And I think for businesses like yours, you know, maybe never having really invested that time and effort into the online component, my God, how could you? You're running the business in person and you're, you know, moving in that direction. This could be a thing that really, you know, benefits you in the long run, right?
Definitely. And we did have requests for it, like, infrequently, but people would ask like, oh, do you have that? So when I'm traveling, or, you know, sometimes you don't always have an hour to dedicate, you know, with the time that it takes to travel here and there. So I do think that it's going to be a really valuable resource, like long after this is over.
If you are watching live, go ahead and drop a question into the comments, and I will we'll get that answered throughout the show. Boy, you know, I've been thinking, for those folks, like, it's hard to say, and I'm interested to hear your feedback on this. It's hard to go to small businesses right now and say, don't forget to keep doing your marketing and stay top of mind, because the worst thing you could do is go under a rock. Because that, when this does sort of, when we get to the tail end of this, hopefully soon, your customers, your audience, your potential new customers, they know that you're still doing something. They know that you're going to be, you know, in business still, God willing, at the end of this. For the restaurants and even folks like you, that when this starts to, when we are allowed to revisit society again, there's going to be a mad dash, you know, I can't even imagine, like, all the restaurants, that people will just fill the restaurants for days, you know, and go into your gym or studio, however you refer to it as, and just want to be there. And it's going to be a crazy rush, I think. I hope. What's your thoughts on that future outlook?
I think that's the hope too. But I also realistically, I'm sort of expecting and anticipating us having to merge in slowly again, like we did, sort of tapering off. We're going to have to probably, you know, get back into it, limiting our class sizes, and because I'm not sure in what manner we're going to be able to reopen, and that goes for like all businesses. I'm not sure like if it's just going to be like you open the doors and everybody dashes in. I think everybody's super anxious to get back to their routine and their lives, but I think we're going to have to merge in a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there'll definitely be a sort of a restructuring of your experience. Like every business now will have hand sanitizer at the door, and it's going to be a totally different thing. Normal. For sure. So from the things that you've seen so far, let's talk about maybe the brighter side of things, right? The traditional topic on this show is how people got started with their business, and more specifically it on the South Coast, because I do feel like we're in an interesting place, right? Sort of an hour south of Boston, tucked in between Providence, somewhere near the Cape. Like we're in the middle of all of this stuff. How did you guys come about starting this business, and why New Bedford?
That's a great question. So our story goes back a few years, actually. So I met Gigi through a childhood friend of mine, that then she started dating him about 8 years ago,
yeah. Probably.
And we both sort of shared a mutual passion for fitness in general. I started teaching bar close to 9 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe, when I was living in Boston. And then when I started my family, I moved back around these parts. We found a house in Fairhaven, and she was living in New Bedford. And we sort of kept having these conversations because she's more of the business mind and I was more of like the experience of teaching and you know, my bar background. But I always wanted to, it kept coming back to me that I wanted to have a studio. And I think the same started to evolve for Gigi and being a business owner. And we kept having these conversations about it, but it never sort of followed through. And then about 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, almost exactly.
It just lined up, and I don't think any of us, like either one of us, expected it to just like take off, but it was this kind of thing where we had a conversation over the phone. I reached out to Gigi about some like business advice, and it sort of just went from there, saying, why don't we do this? And one thing led to another. We found a spot, we found this, we found that. And the next thing we know, we're like, okay, we're doing this. But yeah.
One thing like to add, you know, just about the wares, like she was living in Fairhaven, I was in New Bedford, and like we really, like there wasn't a place where we felt at home,
yeah,
in the community. And we're like, we have to build it ourselves. Like we have to build the place that like we want to be ourselves. And we saw the progress and like, you know, the people before us, No Prob, Calico, Boutique, like these people had like put their roots in and like really helped the city evolve and grow. And like, we wanted to be a part of that story and to really help bring up New Bedford to like the greatness that it was. And so we really, that's what drew us to do it in downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The downtown community is unlike any other, that I've witnessed before. And, you know, still trying to, make strides in sort of the Fall River area too, to get people sort of proactive, you know, like downtown New Bedford. And actually the next podcast that's coming up next is with Patty Rigo, who does a lot for the Fall River scene. So I'll be exploring that a little bit as well. When you first opened, how did you get to market, right? How did you get people to show up, start selling? What was that experience like?
So I have a background in like marketing and in sales. And so when I was thinking about, you know, what that plan would look like, I just did a lot of research online and I came across some like really compelling case studies about just putting together a really good like intro offer. And I, you know, really believed in like one of the programs that someone did. And so I did it. I put some money behind it on Facebook. And I think it was like great marketing also, but like right place, right time. You know, the fact that it was going into the fall, there was no bar around. Mm-hmm. So I think that it piqued the interest as well. So I think, you know, putting all those things together really allowed for us to like start off with a bang. And, you know, Kayla and I think work really, really well together and just, I think put, you know, all the marketing touches, all the decisions we make together. So like the messaging, we started on social media really strongly of just like, we did, I think it was a week of what is bar and explaining the different parts of your body. And that really helped to lead people to try out the intro offer that we put together as well. And so, you know, it was exciting for us all to go on this journey together. So creating that initial buzz before we opened.
I've had Laura Harrington on the show before from Boutique Fitness, and we've talked about the sort of the competitive scene of health and fitness, right? One might not realize, but obviously there's a lot. There's like traditional big box gyms, you know, $10 a month. I think I have an account somewhere, and I'm just getting, you know, charged $10 for God knows how many of these gyms. So there's that. There's CrossFit, there's personal trainers, there's probably more niche markets like yours, there's yoga. Two questions here. Do you spend a lot of time educating potential customers on bar and like the benefits of it? Or do you find that most of these customers coming to you or potential customers, like they know it, like they know what it is and they want in? What is that like?
One of the things that like I was surprised by from the very beginning is how many people were ready to jump on board without really knowing much about it at the beginning. So at the very beginning, when we opened our doors, we were pretty much educating most of the clients walking through the door about what it was. Yeah. And that is one of actually the coolest pieces I've gotten to see over the course of being open, is seeing like how people have developed such ownership over the exercise, the moves, the whole practice. And like, we've really seen them from the ground up, like develop this control in class. So that piece is really cool. And that's what we continue to do with every new client that walks in the door. Is that's a huge piece of our in-class attention as well, is that we're really trying to help you have more of that connection to the movement and the muscle that you're working, and like really using that education piece as well as making the exercise fun. But we make sure that our teachers, you know, we're setting you up for the position and we're navigating you through it, but we're also going through the class and making sure that form is on point and that you're aligned properly and that you can, you know, get a little deeper into the movement. So we're trying to help you further your practice as you go.
Gigi, go ahead. No, you go.
I think going back a little bit to your original question too, about, you know, are we at least through marketing, you know, telling people about what it is. I think that that's not really the focus right now, where I see it, like it was in the very beginning. And like, we have done pieces where we are talking about it a little bit more. A lot of our social media is like serving our existing community. And a lot of the clients that we have, I think most of them, it's like through word of mouth. Like, our community is just so passionate and they want to bring in, you know, their friends, their coworkers to do the workout with them. And I think the last thing that, just like adding on to what Kayla said, is the people take so much ownership over it, and we celebrate milestones at the studio as well. And I haven't looked in a while, but we were, I think, at over 175 people who've taken over 100 classes at the studio. So you start to develop like a real connection and like wanting to continue and improve over every single class. And that's with like obviously the class itself, but with the attention that the instructors give you to like push a little bit further into it and like really taking that full ownership over the class as well.
Yeah, tell me about that. Is it like painting that's on the wall or something like that that people fill in? I see it on your Instagram all the time.
So we have the first milestone is reaching 100 classes, which is we have our wall like right before you walk into our check-in desk, where we have everybody's picture on the wall that has reached 100. And to me, that's sort of like a very personal accomplishment. It's like you've reached 100 classes, and that's like your own personal milestone and something to celebrate. But then we have our wall now, as you walk in through our studio to get to our actual bar room, where I think is what you're talking about. We have that sort of spiral tree, and that is the next milestone of our clients that have reached 250 classes and then going on further. So we add a leaf to the tree, and it's slowly evolving now. But how I sort of have grown to see it is that, you know, we have this personal milestone where you reach 100, and that's like this journey that you took yourself on to walk in through those doors. And then as you build upon that, like the tree is sort of this community that's growing as people invest more in themselves and the classes and their practice.
What year will that tree actually get filled out?
We made it pretty big, so for hopefully, I don't know, it's like back and forth. You're like, you want it to be full, but you don't want to have to make another tree.
You might run out of walls at some point. Like, where are we going to put this thing?
I think what's really cool is like, since we were open last September, so like coming on a year and a half, we've had like, I think it's 15 people reach that 250 milestone. We were about to have someone reach the 500 milestone, which
we
is
can't
just,
keep up with.
I know, she's amazing.
It's going to be even harder now, right? When people are taking classes at home and they're like, well, I did 20 class. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I want to see a receipt or something. As we wrap up here, what are some of your final thoughts for sort of the local South Coast business community? Any words of advice or encouragement that maybe you're sort of leading your daily business life with right now, or anything that you want to say to maybe encourage the other local business owners in the downtown area and beyond?
Well, I will say this, that I've never met not only a more beautiful community to serve, like as a business owner, than I have in New Bedford. And I've been in this industry for a while, and I've worked at multiple places, and there has never been a more supportive, beautiful community that I've been a part of. And then on the other side of it too, being a part of a community of like so many homegrown business owners, a lot of them really strong women. Again, there is a support network among all the business owners in downtown New Bedford that is like no other. And we've all woven each other together to figure out how to really help support one another. And it right now is a bizarre time. And I think we're all doing the best we can to stay active and hear our voices heard and continue to have that support and figure out how to continue our business virtually. And that we're going to get through it.
That is,
I don't know, I'm not as eloquent as Kayla, but I think it's, you know, like people want to support you. And so don't be afraid of asking for help, like lean into that, stay strong, and hopefully we'll all make it out on the other side.
You've been listening or watching Gigi and Kayla from The Bar, New Bedford. The website is thebarnewbedford.com, thebarrenewbedford.com. I encourage you to check out the website, maybe even become a virtual member, right? What else do we have to do, people? We're locked in our homes. Might as well get fit while we're doing it. Gigi, Kayla, where else can folks find you to say thanks?
Check us out on Instagram. We're the Bar New Bedford, NB. So just the bar. Oh, sorry. Hold on, please hold.
And while you're looking for that, southcoast.fm/subscribe to join the mailing list and to find links to the podcast and all of the other outlets for the We Are Here podcast.
The Bar New Bedford.
That is the Bar New Bedford.
Instagram. And you can also find us on Facebook. We're very active there. And actually, we're doing a challenge right now. It's called the Daily 100. So we're giving a different challenge each day to do 100 of any exercise. Anyone can participate. Today, it's squats. So feel free to get those glutes fired up with us.
The only exercise I have is I have a kettlebell somewhere here, and I've just been swinging it to let out some frustration. That's all I've got so far. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching. Again, southcoast.fm/subscribe. Join the mailing list. If you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast, be it Spotify or Google Play, those reviews help us get found on the internet. Okay, we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for having us. Thanks. Take care, guys.